Ben, Katie, 2 minutes. You done your teeth?
Yes.
Joe, can you chuck us a towel?
I'm gonna be late, sweetheart.
Chuck us a towel? You're so mean. Fine, I'll get it myself.
Mum?
Danny. Are you okay, Katie?
It's fine.
What are you like?
Can you get me a towel?
Oh, you know Sally and Sean are coming over tonight.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's just him and Dad's being mates. It's just a bit.
They hardly ever see each other anymore.
It's fine.
And Sally told me Sean likes you. Everybody likes you.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like you. A lot.
Friday.
Bring your pee kit home, won't you? Because I need to give it a wash. And bring your library books home as well. You keep forgetting that.
Joe's daughter, Katie, looks distracted.
You going to get in the car, Katie?
Joe, a stunning woman in her 40s, waves goodbye to her younger boyfriend, Danny. In the car, she glances at Katie in the rearview mirror.
Morning.
Des, can you bring the kids back by 2 on Sunday? I'm going up to Glasgow first thing Monday morning for work, remember? Danny's looking after them till I get back on Wednesday.
If I keep them till Monday, I can drop them off at school.
I really need them back, Des. It's the first time I've left them with him and I want to make sure everyone knows what they're doing before I go.
So I'll lose most of Sunday afternoon?
It's only a couple of hours.
You know how much I look forward to seeing them, Joe.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'll make it up to you, I promise.
All right, kids, I'll see you later.
Joe takes hold of Ben's hand.
You can tell Jake that he can come over for a play date next Thursday.
OK.
You can go to Gabriella's birthday.
OK.
But get Jake's mum to call me, OK?
I will.
And have a lovely weekend, and I'll see you on Sunday.
Love you.
Katie?
Katie bypasses giving Joe a kiss goodbye. Jo makes a call as she passes a group of mums.
Hi, Megan, it's me, it's Jo. I can't remember what time my train leaves on Monday morning. Can you call or text me, please? I'm home all day. Thanks, sweetheart, bye. Hello.
Hi.
Is it on for tonight? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shall I bring red or white?
Both.
Oh, you're on a mission.
Danny's doing triage in A&E. We've hardly seen each other.
I'm going to watch that. Younger men have needs. Even I remember that.
So do I.
See you later around 8. Yeah,
perfect.
Jo gets a message from a number not assigned to any of her contacts. As she reads it, a frown furrows her brow. The message reads, "Your boyfriend and Katie, something's going on." Another text appears. It's not right. She narrows her eyes and watches closely as the group of moms pass along the pavement in front of her car. After a moment's thought, she types a response. Who is this? She stares at her phone, anxiously awaiting a reply. When it arrives, it reads, "I can't say." Jo remains seated in her car, looking troubled and upset. Indira Varma, Luke Treadaway, Unspeakable. Jo licks her lips, then presses them tightly together as she drives home. She turns onto the driveway of her large detached house, which has cream-painted walls and a double garage with doors in the same soft sage green shade as the front door. Once she's turned off the engine, she picks up her phone and rereads the message trail. Her hands fall into her lap. She looks towards the front door, then gets out of the car, locking it as she walks away. A woman gets out of her car on the driveway of the opposite house and glances across the road. In the hall, Jo drops her keys into a tray, then makes her way through to the kitchen and puts her phone down on the counter. She rests her hands on the edge of the counter, then snatches the phone up again and taps on the screen. She hesitates for a moment, then presses the screen again and holds the phone up to her ear. Her face is taut with tension as she waits for the call to be picked up.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment. Please leave a message after the tone.
Who is this, please? Why did you send this message? This is not okay. I want to know who you are.
Later, she's running a web search using the phrase, how to identify an unknown mobile number. She writes something down on a pad of sticky notes, then searches for the number online, but is told that it is not yet available. Next, she runs her finger down the lists of mobile numbers printed alongside people's names on sheets that have been pinned to a notice board. She shifts the position of a photo of her and Danny with the kids.
Hi, this is Danny. Sorry I can't take your call. I'm probably on the ward. Leave me a message and I'll get straight back to you.
Jo hangs up and puts her phone down. Later, she heads upstairs and tentatively makes her way to her daughter's bedroom. She pushes the door open and steps into the untidy space. Her focus is drawn to various teddy bears and soft toys spread about the room on shelves, the bed and the windowsill. Looking uneasy, she takes a seat on the edge of the unmade bed and looks at a boy band poster stuck to the wall. Belts have been left draped across a chair. There's underwear on the floor and the surface of a dressing table is littered with makeup. Jo picks up a tablet and turns it on, then types in a password. She brings up photos of Katie, who's aged 11. In some of them, she still looks like a little girl, but in others, she's showing a blossoming maturity, experimenting with grown-up outfits and looks. Jo taps her finger on one, which shows Katie giving the duck face in a pose with friends. In the next photo, she's wearing a crop top and her hands are cinched around her slim, bare waist. Jo clicks through more images, then pauses on one that has a close-up of Danny with her alongside him. She zooms in on the comments left by Katie's friends, all of which are making a big deal about how hot and sexy Danny is and pleading for a sleepover. The posts are littered with smiley faces, red lipstick marks and love hearts. As Jo lifts her gaze from the screen, tears glisten in her eyes. After a pensive moment, she quickly puts the cover over the tablet.
Briz Pran.
Briz, hi, it's Jo Shepherd.
Hey, Jo, how are you? It's been ages.
I'm good, Briz, thanks.
And how about Dez? Is he still playing five-a-side? Shireen told me I had to pack it in last year.
Briz, I'm after some advice for a friend. Have you got a minute?
If it's quick, Jo, I'm just about to leave the office.
It's more a friend of a friend.
Okay.
Someone... Well, there's been an accusation against this person. Something really horrible.
What is it?
Well, it's malicious. It's completely made up.
You know that for sure, do you?
So I'm sorry?
You can prove it's not true.
Well, this person said that it's completely false.
That's quite different, Jo. What are we talking about exactly?
It's quite delicate.
Well, it's completely up to you, Jo, but it's very difficult for me to advise if I don't know what this is about.
It's the worst thing. It's sexual. It's a sexual allegation that this person's done something to a young girl.
Right. I see. Look, you'll be aware that regardless of the substance of the accusation, this type of thing is taken really seriously by the police. Your friend needs a good criminal solicitor, Joe. Joe?
Rhys, thank you.
Joe ends the call and sits on the arm of a chair with her hands flat on her thighs.
This is different to anything I've had before. I don't have to worry about what I say or what I do. You just accept me.
A flashback.
I don't want you looking back thinking, I never got the chance to do this, or I never got to do that. I'm 44. Katie's nearly 12, Ben's 10.
I'm not their real dad. I know that. But I want to be someone to them. If I can do that and I'm with you, that's enough for me. That's what I want.
The couple kiss.
You don't have to be responsible for me, Joe. I'm choosing this. Choosing this.
In the present, Joe is deep in thought. Now she's on the phone.
Hi, this is Katie. Sorry I'm a little bit busy right now. WhatsApp me or message me. Bye.
Katie, it's me. It's Mum. You seemed a bit quiet this morning. I just wanted to make sure you're okay. I love you, sweetheart.
Joe hangs up, wearing an anxious expression, then straightens up from leaning on the back of the sofa, looking unsure of what to do. A little later, she walks into her bedroom. There's a framed photo of her and Danny on a bedside table. She looks at her phone and sees that Danny is calling.
Hi.
Sorry I missed your call. I haven't stopped all day.
Can you check the contacts in your phone? I want to see if you recognise this number. Have you got a pen?
Yeah, go on.
07496.
Mm-hmm.
454907.
Okay, let me have a look.
Joe takes a few paces to the window.
No, doesn't belong to anyone in my phone. Why do you need to know?
Joe has seen a police car outside her opposite neighbour's house. Two officers get out and put on their hats.
Joe.
She watches the officers walk up the driveway.
Joe, you still...
Her neighbour answers her front door and has a brief conversation with the police before inviting them inside. She's one of the group of moms Joe passed at the school. Looking concerned, Joe turns her head away from the window and takes in various items belonging to Danny that are spread about the room. An electric shaver, earphones, and a pair of shoes. She finds her gaze has returned to the framed photo. Danny is calling again. She answers it.
What happened?
Sorry, there was someone at the door.
Oh.
It was just a guy collecting for charity.
Right. Why did you need to find out about that number?
What?
That mobile number?
Oh. I had some missed calls this morning from that number. Whenever I ring back, it goes straight to voicemail.
Oh, right. Maybe it's a stalker. Sorry. Whoever it is, they'll get hold of you if it's important.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I've got to go. We've just had a little kid come in. I'll see you later. Love you.
She lowers the phone from her ear and has a flashback to walking with Katie in a field of tall grass.
How old is Danny?
Why do you want to know his age?
Because he looks a lot younger than you and Dad.
Katie Shepherd, you are so mean!
Well, I'm just saying, that's all.
Why do I want to tell you? I don't want to talk about age, thank you very much.
Ben and Danny are walking ahead of them.
Those two seem to be getting on well. And what about you? Do you like him?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, come on, I know you. What are you thinking?
Katie shrugs with a coy smile.
He's quite... I don't want to say.
Come here.
Ben joins Joe chasing after Katie. In the present, Joe is sitting on the stairs looking pensive. A little later, she's attempting to busy herself with stacking the breakfast dishes in the dishwasher, tidying up cereal and cleaning the oven surface. She puts a stool upside down on the counter and is vigorously sweeping the floor when she receives a call. She picks up her tablet and Ben's smiling face appears on the screen.
Mom! Look. 14 inches ham and pepperoni. Dad said it'll give me a fiver if I finish it.
He'll never do it. Come on, give me my phone back, please. He's just a bit overexcited. Listen, I don't know if anything's up, but Katie's been really quiet. Anything happened at home? You two had a row?
No. I mean, I don't know. Can I talk to her?
Yeah, sure. Katie, your mum wants to talk to you.
Hi, love. Did you get my message?
Yeah.
You didn't call back? Is anything the matter?
No, it's fine. My food's come.
Yeah. Oh. I'll have a chat with her over the weekend.
No, don't do that, Des.
Why?
I mean, don't make a thing about it.
Well, I just thought maybe something might have happened at school or with her friend.
I don't think you should push it.
Okay, that's what you think's best. Right, I need to eat. I'll see you on Sunday, 2:00.
Cheers.
She lowers the tablet. Then, hearing someone at the front door, she springs up from the sofa and hurries into the kitchen.
Mum.
Hi!
Danny joins her.
How's it going?
How was your day?
Oh, relentless, as always. Smells good.
Oh, you feel good.
He turns her round to face him and kisses her on the lips.
What time are Sean and Sally coming?
They're coming really soon.
Are they?
Got loads to do.
Do you want a hand?
No, I'm all right. Why don't you go and get ready?
Yeah? Okay.
Jo has her back to him as he wanders out. As he makes his way upstairs, she runs the back of her hand under her nose, then crosses to the fridge and takes out a bottle of wine. She gets a glass from a cupboard and pours herself a drink. She drains it almost in one go, then puts the bottle back in the fridge. She freezes and stares warily at Danny's phone face down on a butcher's block. She picks it up and sees that he has received a message from Katie.
Joe, Joe, you reckon I should wear the pink shirt or the navy one?
She carefully sets the phone down and takes a step back. A little later, she's walking along the dark landing towards her bedroom. Danny's buttoning up a navy shirt.
Hi. What do you think? This one or...
that one?
Yeah. You got me this.
It's nice.
Oh, did you find out who was calling earlier?
No. They never called back.
Weird. Do you want me to drop you at the station on Monday before I take the kids to school?
I can get a cab, it's fine.
Sure?
Yeah.
I told Kerry at work you got me on a house husband duty next week. She reckons Kate is going to run rings around me.
I'm worried about Katie.
Why?
I think something might have upset her.
Like what?
I don't know. Nothing's happened between you and Katie, has it?
Has she said something?
No.
Joe, if something had happened, I'd have told you, wouldn't I?
Yeah, of course. I'm just wondering what it might be.
No, she's at that age. Remember you were talking about it? She's not a child. Not an adult either.
She's 11.
Yeah, 11 going on 15. You can see that, surely.
Joe is staring at him, apparently oblivious to the sound of an alarm.
Do you want me to get that?
She heads out, leaving him looking bewildered.
We stayed in this place that was in Portugal?
Yeah.
We had diarrhoea that just went round
the... awful.
Out of the 10 days that we were there, I think we had like 3 days that we actually got out in the sun. It was... No, it was a complete... It was ruined.
Right off.
So, you know, this one's got a water park just 5 minutes away. Jesus, look at that slide. See, the kids would love that. What?
The kids will love it, really.
I really don't mind which one we go for.
Right, well, Praia Del Rey, then.
I'm glad we've got this sorted, then. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
First holiday with a new family, Danny.
Yeah, that's right.
How's everything going?
Yeah, fine, I think. we're taking it day by day.
How long's it been now?
Coming up to a year, isn't it?
Almost.
Yeah.
I meant since you moved in here.
Oh, it was March, so 4 months. God, it feels a lot longer than that, in a good way.
Danny, hats off, mate.
Sean!
No, seriously, the guy's suddenly looking after two kids. It's a big deal.
Well, Ben's easy.
Of course he is. He's a boy. They're easy to handle. Katie's just a bit trickier.
Well, how do you mean?
I mean, it was just harder for her when you and Des first split up.
Yeah.
She's that bit older.
That's true.
Yeah, there's definitely more going on with her. Less straightforward. I think she's beginning to trust me more now, though, don't you?
Yeah.
She asked me if I'd take her to see that Baywatch film the other day. It's a 15.
When was that?
Oh, last week. I told you, didn't I?
I've probably forgotten.
You're in trouble now, fella. Kids, they're so bloody clever. Especially girls.
I'm just gonna...
In the kitchen.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
As she drinks a glass of water, Danny shakes his head, then takes a bottle of wine out of the fridge. Back at the dining table.
So, what's it like having your mum's fan club?
What, apart from this one?
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking about?
Come on.
What are you talking about?
I can't name names. Mother's Union.
OK, now I'm interested.
Like I said, I can't say.
That's a shame. I can't give you any more wine now, Sally.
Oh, you're so mean. Is he always like this, Joe?
Who is it?
Hey?
Well, who's it that fancies Danny?
I was joking.
Oh, come on, Sal.
I wish I hadn't said anything now.
Well, someone's been gossiping. I want to know who it is and what they've been saying.
Are you serious?
They've been talking about me as well. And what about Katie?
Why would they be talking about you and Katie?
Got any beer, Danny?
Yeah, come on.
Can't drink any more wine, mate.
Jo is looking angry as she drinks some wine, and Sally stares at her in confusion at her sudden hostility.
What's this about?
Without a word, Jo opens the message on her phone and passes it to Sally.
I don't get it. What does this mean?
Someone sent them to me this morning after I saw you at drop-off.
Who? Who writes something like this?
I don't know. I've been thinking about it all day. Another parent? Someone from Danny's past? Someone who knows Katie? I even wondered if it's someone who lives around here. I feel sick when I look at it.
What did Danny say?
I haven't told him. I tried. I mean, I...
The men come back in.
It's safe to come back.
We were just talking about dessert. Shall I give you a hand to sort it out? Won't be a minute.
Yeah, no worries.
Sally follows Jo into the kitchen and closes the door behind her, then places a comforting hand on her shoulder.
You okay?
I wanted to tell him.
What do you mean you wanted to?
Think about what this is, what it means. If he thought I believed he was capable of doing something like that,
yourself, you know that, don't you?
Looking drained, Jo rests her head on Sally's shoulder and they remain in the kitchen with their arms around each other. Later, Jo's removing her makeup in the ensuite.
I hate gossips. Those school mums. Yeah, they're jealous, don't you? Of us. That's why they do it. We're talking about someone else next week. Sad, really, when you think about it. Their lives are so dull, they have to stick their nose into other people's business. What are you doing in there? You're coming to bed.
Jo switches off the light under the mirror and takes off her light dressing gown as she heads into the bedroom. The lights fade. Saturday. Danny is still asleep, but Joe's eyes are open and she is watching him. She quickly snatches her phone off the bedside table and scrolls down the conversation stream from the mystery number until she reaches a link to a website. It opens the NSPCC website and a section titled, What to Do If You Suspect Abuse. Later, Jo's sitting at a glass top table with her thumbs resting on the rim of a mug. She lifts her head when Danny comes in.
You sleep okay?
You going for a run?
Yeah.
She gives him a tight smile.
I was just thinking about Katie. If you're that worried about her, I could speak to her. Spend some time with her. She might open up while you're away. What do you think?
Yeah. You go for your run. I'm going to go for pee.
Danny nods, and Jo heads out with her phone in her hand.
Come off, babe. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Jo locks herself in the bathroom and sits on the edge of the bath before opening the new message, which reads, "I'm sorry, I just want to help you protect your daughter." As she lowers the phone, her shoulders sag. Then she suddenly starts scrabbling through the contents of a laundry basket. She picks out pairs of her daughter's knickers and examines the gussets, then stops, looking shocked by her actions. She catches sight of her reflection in a mirror and stares at it. Later, she makes her way through the house in a daze and stops by a window. She sees Danny outside, having a conversation with the woman from across the road. As they continue to talk, Jo stares down at them with a troubled frown tugging at her eyebrows. After a moment, Danny turns away from the woman and pushes in an earphone. He's staring at his phone as he moves off. Now, Jo is on the phone while looking at the NSPCC website.
I don't want to give you my name. That's okay, isn't it?
Yes, at this stage, that's fine.
I don't know how to start.
Take your time. I can tell you're finding it difficult.
I'm worried that my boyfriend, my partner, might have done something inappropriate with my daughter.
How old is your daughter?
She's almost 12.
When you say inappropriate, what do you mean? Has something happened?
I got a text message yesterday from someone I don't know. It said something's going on between my boyfriend and my daughter.
Did it say anything else?
No.
Have you noticed anything different about your daughter's behaviour?
Well, she's been quiet. I don't know what to do.
Is she with you now?
No, she's at her dad's. My kids go to my ex-husband's every other weekend. They're coming home tomorrow.
And your boyfriend, will he be in the house when they get back?
Oh, yeah, he lives with us. He's going to be looking after my kids on his own next week.
Have you ever had concerns about his behaviour before?
No, never.
I'm quite concerned by what you've told me.
I don't see how this can be true. My boyfriend, he's a nurse. He works in a hospital.
So that means he could have contact with other children. We're not jumping to any conclusions, but we need to protect your daughter and any other children who might be at risk.
Hey, I'm back.
I have to go.
She quickly shuts her laptop.
Hey, you're not working on a Saturday, are you? It's lovely out. Come on, let's make the most of it.
I saw you talking to her over the road.
Oh, she's a pain.
Were you arguing with her?
No, she keeps pestering me about Neighbourhood Watch. She wants volunteers. Some kids have been causing trouble or something?
I have to talk to you. I wanted to do it before, but I... There's these messages I don't know who they're from.
She passes him her phone, and he reads the messages.
What? What is this?
There's more.
He stares at the screen in shock.
What? I don't understand. Who's doing this?
I don't know. I don't know who sent them. The first one came yesterday after I dropped the kids off at school.
What? Yesterday? What? Why didn't you say anything?
Well, I tried.
You haven't spoke to anyone else about this, have you?
No, of course I haven't.
Don't talk to anyone, Joe.
He looks agitated and anxious.
Should we go to the police?
What?
Before someone else does.
The police? Why? Why would we go to the police? They'll arrest me. I'll lose my job. They'll put me on some fucking register. No, we don't go to the police. I don't understand. How does someone... Have you tried calling a number?
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Shit.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi. My name's Danny. You've been sending some messages to this phone. Some messages to my girlfriend's phone about her daughter and me. Some pretty fucking sick messages. I don't know what you think you know about me or my life. Or I don't know why you're doing this, but it's gonna stop. You don't fucking send messages like this, all right? I don't know what you're trying to do, but who the fuck are you? You've picked on the wrong fucking bloke, mate, because I will find out who you are and I will fuck you up and you will not fucking know it's coming. And you think that you can just send these fucking messages?
As Danny continues his rant, Joe heads down the stairs and takes a seat on the sofa, looking numb. Danny joins her a few moments later.
Joe, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay, we're gonna sort this out, okay? Hey, look at me, it's Danny. It's me.
I have told someone. I've told Sally.
Why would you do that?
I had to talk to someone.
Her lips tremble with emotion.
Did you touch her?
Danny's eyes widen in horror.
What are you doing?
Mom, don't you understand?
He's walked out. As Jo holds her hands to her head, tears spill down her cheeks. Jo wipes away tears as she drives her car along a residential road. She marches up to a house and knocks on the glass panel in the front door. Des opens it.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I need to speak to Katie.
Well, why can't I wait till tomorrow when I drop them off?
I have to see her now, Des.
Is there something wrong?
Oh, I'll explain. I just need to speak to her first.
Well, she's upstairs, but you're not there all morning, huh? I'll come up with you.
Let me do this alone, please.
But I'm a dad, Joe.
Katie?
Joe opens the door and finds Katie lying on the bed on her side with her back turned to her. Joe gets onto the bed with her and snuggles up beside her. She starts to stroke her thick, curly hair.
I used to do this when you were little. I used to warm up your room, give you a bath, stroke your hair and sing you to sleep. I'm so sorry, Katie.
It's not you, Mum. It's Dad.
What?
keeps asking about me and Danny.
What do you mean, you and Danny?
He wants to know what's going on at home. Is Danny giving you money? Has he bought you anything? Has he taken you out? I don't like him asking me all these questions.
Can I come in?
Just a minute.
Don't say anything, Mum. Please.
Listen, I need to ask you something. And it's very important that you tell me the truth. And whatever you say, it's not your fault. Do you understand?
Des comes in.
Hey, look, we need to be talking about this as a family.
Katie!
Hey!
Katie, come back!
Katie's run out of the house.
Right, I want to know what's going on.
I'm not sure, Des.
Well, what were you talking to her about? I heard her mention Danny. Is it something...
She said you've been asking about him. Is there a reason?
Yeah, I don't know him, and he's suddenly moved in.
Has she said something?
Yeah, she said lots of things. I'm concerned, Joe. I'm her dad. She's suddenly living with a complete stranger, a bloke. She didn't have any choice in that. None of us did. You know, we don't... Who's living with my kids? Who is he? What do you know about him? What can you know in a few months? It takes a lifetime. I haven't said anything, but I'm not happy. What are you thinking, Joe? God knows what other people are thinking. A bloke I don't know is in the same house as my 11-year-old. I'm just trying to protect my daughter.
Joe stares at him. Then, without averting her gaze, she reaches into her pocket and takes out her phone. She activates the screen.
Who are you calling?
She brings the phone to her ear. She strides into Des's bedroom and sees the ringing phone. She storms back out onto the landing and launches herself at him.
No! It was you!
It wasn't me. Who gave you the right to decide what happens to me? Well, you wake up one day and think I could do better. I could do better than Des. Look at me. No, look at me, Joe. I want you to look at what you've done. I'm 44. I live here alone. I work, I eat, I sleep. I exist. That's it. All I've got left is being a dad. Don't take that. All I've got left is the kids.
He folds his arms across his chest, his face crumpling with emotion. Sunday. It's dark outside. Jo is standing at her bedroom window with one hand holding the edge of a curtain. After a moment's pause, she draws the curtains, then picks up the photo of her and Danny from the bedside table. She holds the frame between her hands and gazes at the cosy image of them standing close to one another. Later, she's tucking Ben into bed.
Night, night.
She taps lightly on Katie's door.
Hello, love.
Sleep well, not too long.
Having given her a kiss, she heads out again, quietly closing the door behind her. She makes her way downstairs and heads for the kitchen, but then stops in her tracks when she sees Danny. He turns his head slightly towards her, then stares into the distance. Jo slowly walks towards him, looking unsure of how he will react. She stops at his side and gazes at him intensely. He blinks, then Jo shifts slightly so that they are both staring ahead, with the backs of their hands just touching, framed by the patio door.